Chapter 33. These are the journeys of the children of Israel, when they went forth out of the land of Egypt by their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord, and these are their journeys according to their goings out. They traveled from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the next day after the Passover. The children of Israel went out triumphantly in the sight of all the Egyptians, while the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck among them. On their gods also the Lord executed judgments. The children of Israel traveled from Ramesses, and camped in Succoth. They traveled from Succoth, and camped in Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. They traveled from Etham, and turned back to Pihahiroth, which is before Baal Zephon, and they camped before Migdol. They traveled from before Haaroth, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and they went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and camped in Marah. They traveled from Marah, and came to Elim, and in Elim were 12 springs of water, and 70 palm trees, and they camped there. They traveled from Elim, and camped by the Sea of Suf. They traveled from the Sea of Suf, and camped in the wilderness of Sin. They traveled from the wilderness of Sin, and camped in Dophkah. They traveled from Dophkah, and camped in Elush. They traveled from Elush, and camped in Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They traveled from Rephidim, and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. They traveled from the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in Kibroth Hattaava. They traveled from Kibroth Hattaava, and camped in Hazeroth. They traveled from Hazeroth, and camped in Rithmah. They traveled from Rithmah, and camped in Rimmon Perez. They traveled from Rimmon Perez, and camped in Libna. They traveled from Libna, and camped in Rissa. They traveled from Rissa, and camped in Kohelitha. They traveled from Kohelitha, and camped in Mount Shepher. They traveled from Mount Shepher, and camped in Hereda. They traveled from Hereda, and camped in Makaloth. They traveled from Makaloth, and camped in Tihat. They traveled from Tihat, and camped in Terah. They traveled from Terah, and camped in Mithkah. They traveled from Mithkah, and camped in Hashmanah. They traveled from Hashmanah, and camped in Moseroth. They traveled from Moseroth, and camped in Beni Jaakon. They traveled from Beni Jaakon, and camped in Hor-Haggidgad. They traveled from Hor-Haggidgad, and camped in Jotbathah. They traveled from Jotbathah, and camped in Abrona. They traveled from Abrona, and camped in Ezion Geber. They traveled from Ezion Geber, and camped in the wilderness of Zin, that is, Kadesh. They traveled from Kadesh, and camped in Mount Hor, in the edge of the land of Edom. Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of the Lord, and died there, in the 40th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the 5th month, on the first day of the month. Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. The Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in the Negev in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel. They traveled from Mount Hor, and camped in Zalmona. They traveled from Zalmona, and camped in Punon. They traveled from Punon, and camped in Oboth. They traveled from Oboth, and camped in Iabarim, in the border of Moab. They traveled from Eam, and camped in Dibon Gad. They traveled from Dibon Gad, and camped in Almon Diblathaim. They traveled from Almon Diblathaim, and camped in the mountains of Abarim, before Nebo. They traveled from the mountains of Abarim, and camped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. They camped by the Jordan, from Beth Jeshimot even to Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. The Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them, when you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, destroy all their stone idols, destroy all their molten images, and demolish all their high places. You shall take possession of the land, and dwell in it, for I have given the land to you to possess it. You shall inherit the land by lot according to your families, to the more you shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance, wherever the lot falls to any man, that shall be his. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those you let remain of them will be as pricks in your eyes and as thorns in your sides, and they will harass you in the land in which you dwell. It shall happen that as I thought to do to them, so will I do to you.